The study has followed about 13,000 people throughout Australia since 2001. We interview them annually on a whole range of issues about life in Australia. The most recent report that's been released today analyses data from 2001 through to 2009. Part of this report takes a look at the effects of the GFC on Australian households. It also examines some new data collected in 2009 on health and health care. So one of the things that came out of the data was that relatively high-skilled workers experienced greater job losses in the wake of the GFC than other workers. Typically, they are the least affected by job loss, but following the GFC, we actually saw higher rates of job loss amongst those groups of workers.